Don't you think the name Hayes is a good name for a baby boy? Don't worry, I'm not pregnant now. but in 1988, when I had my son, I decided to name him Hayes. And he has had a very good time with this name. He's thanked me for the name many times. People love this name. Girls love the name. It's almost a pickup line in itself, this name Hayes. It's so great. And I, this name actually has its origins 150 years ago in a shtetl, a Litvak shtetl, where my great-grandfather, Hyman Winnick, was living with his family under the privations that Jewish people were living in those shtetls at that time. Poverty, Cossacks, all kinds of hell. And then every couple of years, the Russian army would come through and conscript all the young Jewish boys to take them away, and they would never come back. So Hyman Winnick had reached draft age, and the time had come for the draft board to show up. And he kissed his mother and father goodbye and hit the road. He walked to Riga, where he boarded a boat, and he hid somewhere on this boat until they were 2 days out of port, and they discovered him. People liked Hyman Winnick. He was just this kind of person that people liked. So even these Russian merchant marines that found this Jew hiding on their boat that could not speak a word of Russian, only Yiddish, somehow he convinced them that he was a master carpenter and they should let him work on the masts and the rigging and, you know, don't throw him in the pokey and chains for the rest of the trip. So he evaded the pokey and became the ship's carpenter. But every time they docked in port, he tried to run away. Every time they caught him and brought him back, and he returned to his duties. But the last stop of this ship was Sydney, Australia. And then they were going back to Russia. And Hyman Winnick knew that this was not going to be a happy homecoming for him, and he would go straight to jail. So in Sydney, he really had to run away. And he had a plan. His plan was to leave the harbor, get into the town, and get caught shoplifting so that he would get thrown in jail in Sydney and then not be available to leave. So he gets in the town, he finds a dry goods store, he walks in, you know, in plain sight of the proprietor of this store, he grabs a pair of boots off the shelf and sticks them under his coat. And the proprietor is like yelling and screaming at him in English, and Hyman Winnick says, "Ich verstehe nix, ich verstehe nix." And the guy goes, "You're a Jew?" Well, the proprietor of this store, Philip Simons, was also a Jew from the shtetls of Eastern Europe who had come some years ago to Sydney, Australia. And as I said, people kind of liked Hyman Winnick. So he said, "You know what? Why don't you go upstairs? Tell my wife to set you a place at the dinner table and you'll just stay with us. If they come, I won't tell them you're here." So Hyman Winnick did not return to Russia with that boat. He stayed with Philip Simons, became very close to the family, helped run the dry goods store, married one of the Simons girls, Mary Simons. Then he started feeling that the dry goods business wasn't really big enough to support all these Simons cousins that were trying to live off it. So he was going to South Africa because he heard that the Boer War had ended, South Africa was in ruins, and they needed master carpenters to come and help them rebuild their country. He tells his father-in-law, Philip, that he's going to South Africa, and Philip decides the entire clan will go too. His father-in-law, his mother-in-law, his wife Mary, and all her siblings board the boat and move to Durban, South Africa. They stay there a few years. Hyman again feels that the opportunity, he's making money, you know, they're really doing well, but his opportunities are not up to what he's looking for. Then he hears of something really good. San Francisco has burned to the ground. So, by now, he and Mary have two kids that are born on two different continents. The other Simon, some of the other ones have gotten married. There's a giant clan of them boards the boat in Durban, South Africa, and moves to San Francisco. There, he gets into all kinds of businesses, keeps making money, and someone shows him a machine that he thought was going to be very, very important. It was a Nickelodeon machine. And he opened the first Nickelodeon theater in California. And he ended up with his wheeling and dealing, and I told you, people like Hyman Winnick. He ended up with the international rights to Charlie Chaplin's films. And so when I was a little kid, I actually saw home movies of Charlie Chaplin with Hyman Winnick and the Queen of England. So all this is going so great for Hyman Winnick, but 42 years old, moves to New York, drops dead from a heart attack. Very common in my family. I am so lucky to be 55 now. So my grandmother, by this time, his son, Cecil Winnick, my grandfather, who was born in South Africa, had married my grandmother, Gigi. Gigi was pregnant at the time of Hyman's death. And her mother-in-law, Mary Simons, the Australian girl, my grandmother told me that from the time her husband died, Mary Simons never lived in a house again, never owned another stick of furniture, spent the entire rest of her life on cruise ships and in hotels. So Mary Simons is at New York Harbor leaving on her bereavement cruise. And my grandmother Gigi is going to the harbor to say goodbye to her, but also tell her that she's pregnant with the first grandson. Well, Gigi's freaking out because Hyman just died, and she knows that she's supposed to name the baby Hyman, and she does not want to name her baby Hyman. So she says to her mother-in-law, you know, I'm pregnant, if it's a boy. I was thinking something with an H. And Mary Simons looks at her and says, oh, darling, it would mean so much to all of us if you would name the baby Hyman. She was Australian, remember? So my poor grandmother she has to name the baby Hyman. Mary Simon said she had to name the baby Hyman. My father was born. He was called Hyman. My grandmother, however, only called him Baby. When he was 18 years old and he enlisted in the Marines, my father, she whips out the birth certificate and shows him that his name is Baby. She had never actually named him Hyman. So my father, she urged him to change his name at this point and not use his name anymore. My father was usually called High, and he didn't have a problem with it. He stuck with Hyman. My father died in 1985, and I was pregnant with my son in 1988. I called my grandmother, and this is when I heard this whole story. She told me, something with an H. And I'll say to you that my son Hayes did not only get the H from Hyman Winnick, he also loves to travel, very good at making money, and people just like him.